Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show, your helpful advice radio show. We are here to help you with all of your real estate challenges. If you've got questions about credit, about bugs, about mold, about basement flooding, about mortgages, about housing, about real estate, this is your show. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. You could also send text messages to that same number. We love text messages. We love talking to the listeners. We love helping our listeners with all of their challenges. But we didn't start the show last week with our normal start because of the blockade, but now it's kind of back to normal. So we're back to normal. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, that is the MegaPros call and text line. We are here for the next 2 hours to answer all of your real estate questions. We are loaded with our experts in studio. We're going to start with ladies first. Janelle Iacino from Rose Pest Solutions, welcome. You've never been to the WGN studios before.
I'm so excited to be here.
She's all dressed up. She's got her bee.
I got out of the house today. I dressed up for you guys.
Well, it's great to see you.
All to talk about bugs.
And you are an unbelievable resource for all of our listeners because you, Janelle Iacino, for... It's great to have her in studio. You haven't been in studio with us.
Oh my gosh, since last September.
Last September.
I know.
Janelle, I wish we had the cameras up, and I didn't have the our nice young intern who did the cameras come down in case there was another challenge getting down here. So I wanted to make sure we had one good show together before we brought her in. Janelle morphs into the bug that she's describing, and it's unbelievable. So if this is a treat for all of you listeners out there, you got bits and pieces of Janelle during the first couple of 5-6 months because she calls in and gives advice, but now we got her for 2 hours. So I'm super stoked about this. I'm super excited. Yay. Welcome. If our listeners want to reach you after the show, what phone number should they reach you at?
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com.
And Pete, sitting next to you, we have our JC Restoration expert, Pete Marrero.
Well, Marrero, yes, sir.
Marrero.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to be talking about a listener called in about mold. A lot of rain. Mm-hmm. Roy's going to be talking about the rain. Mm-hmm. You're going to be talking about the damages that the rain's causing in our listeners' homes. Janelle's going to be talking about all the bugs mm-hmm. that are flying up through the ground because of all the rain that's happening, that Roy stopped dancing and doing his tribal Indian rain dance. And he does it fantastically. And I'm... And you should see the man dance. He could dance. So you're going to be talking about how our listeners could identify mold. There's black mold. There's white mold. There's a bunch of different mold, and one's more toxic than the other. And our listeners are going to be like, whoa, this is going to be eye-opening. So I'm super happy you're here because there's a lot of challenges going on in our listeners' homes with mold. And if our listeners want to reach you after the show to talk about any type of home restoration challenges they're having, what phone number
Absolutely,
should they
call? Absolutely, David. Great to be back on. Our number, 800-956-8844.
And next to you down at the other end of the console is the Roy Spencer, Mr. Permaseal, Mr. 40 years in the business. Mr. started with a 1978 Ford F-150 white truck. Was that right? Was it 1978?
Well, 1979 started, but the truck probably was a 78.
All right, there you go. 400,000 listeners as happy clients. This is the man that you want to call in if you have any type of basement flood challenges. We're also doing concrete lifting now that the weather is officially into spring and summer mode. You're doing a ton of that. A lot of settling going on with this rain. And you've got sidewalks and porches and driveways and garages all starting to settle with all this rain. And you're going to be talking about all of that. And you've got a waiting list. And you're also hiring.
We absolutely are. Yeah. And so I can't wait to talk about that.
All right. And next to you is Mr. MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Got that fired up, buddy.
How did you do that after all these weeks?
I know. It's finger touch. I've been playing around with this mouse over here. I know Janelle's getting excited when I say mouse.
Or not. I just click on it. 8989.
We've got Mike Houston on the roof of one of our listeners. And he's going to be calling in.
When's he calling in?
Whenever he gets up on the roof. The lady that called last week, who you talked to on the air, who
so
had
the problem was she has water coming in. What she describes sounds like it's coming in from her roof. She's really confident that that roof is holding up, and she was supposing that it's coming in from some tuck pointing or a lintel above the window.
Right.
So Mike, I said, you got to get Mike out there.
So Mike Houston of Lindholm Roof, not of, of Lindholm Roofing. I always get Lindemann and Lindholm mixed up because of the L's, but it's Lindholm Roofing, is going to be out there and calling into the show. Roy Spencer is going to be coming up talking about what our listeners can do to prepare for when PermaSeal comes out, because there is a little bit of a backlog with all the rain we've gotten. Special,
no, is it right?
Yeah, a little bit of backup. Special note, Sammy Martino, our call screener, is out of the hospital. He's at home listening. I found during this week that he loves the Bee Gees. In addition to disco, his two favorite bands are Barry Manilow.
He doesn't seem like that guy.
It was a shock. Yeah. So it was the Bee Gees and Barry Manilow. So the bumper music,
see,
in and out.
You don't know about people.
When they go into the hospital, you just learn about all
you
this stuff about
everything
people.
About them.
So in honor of Sammy, he's doing well. He's recovering. We hope to have him back. He's a little banged up. He's listening right now. Sammy, we know you love the Bee Gees, and we know you love Barry Manilow. So we're gonna honor you this show. Speedy recovery, buddy, with out music, bumper music with the Bee Gees and Barry Manilow. So we're gonna pay some bills, everybody. We got phone lines are lighting up. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. We have a packed show for you. We want to help you. So give us a call. Send your text messages in. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. Copa, I heard through a good source that this is his favorite Barry Manilow song. And rightly so. It's a great song. 312-981.
It's not mine.
It's my. It's in the top 10 of mine.
It is.
It's in the top 10. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Of course, you know which one is.
It's raining.
Naturally. That's the best of all time. 312-981-7200. We have Sarah on the line. Sarah, how are you?
Hi, and I like Bee Gees and Barry Manilow, too.
We're right on. See?
Anyway, well, thanks for taking my call. Here's my question. My yearly apartment lease is going to be ending this month, June 30th. I'm in Cook County. I'm in one of the suburbs of Chicago. And when I called to find out about a renewal of the lease, the management company told me that they can't send out any renewal leases until the end of July because of COVID-19. I hadn't heard anything about that, and I couldn't really figure out what does that have to do with the renewing of a lease.
I have never heard of a renewal of a lease being tied up due to COVID-19. So do they give you any indication of what they're going to do now that your lease is up, if they're going to extend it, how much they want? I mean, I think those are fair questions to ask your landlord, right? Okay, if they're on lockdown due to COVID-19, which I don't understand. I mean, we're doing mortgages every day. Joe's helping folks.
So you're just saying you're waiting for the legal the paperwork, right?
Right. But
so
they're saying
they have nothing to do with COVID.
It's got nothing to do with COVID. There's legal transactions going on every day.
Right.
Well, that's what I was thinking. But it's a 10-unit apartment building, and from what I understand, another tenant, I didn't ask everyone, but another tenant said that he was told the same thing.
All right.
So I was just curious. No, they didn't say anything about it, but the manager told me, she said, hang tight. Those were her words. Hang tight, and then the end of July. So, well, here's my question. If at the end of July I do get a renewal lease, and I can't afford a massive increase, do I have, how long would I, do I have to be out the next day, or is there any kind of, because my, technically for July, I won't have a lease. I'll be here.
You're a squatter.
A month,
right.
Me.
No, that's a great question for David Schluter, Sarah, and I'm going to get a hold of David during the show and have him answer that question, okay? And when I get David on the phone, we will call you back so you could ask David yourself. because I have a feeling I'm going to mess up your question, and I don't want to do that. So Cash is working the phones. Cash will take down your name and number. We will try to get a hold of David Schluter, and we'll answer it on the air for you. Okay, Sarah?
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, you have hardwood floors in that apartment that you're living in?
No.
All right. Sorry.
I know, for your giveaway. Yeah. No, but thank you anyway.
All right. Well, we tried. All right.
So all right.
It's not everybody's like, well, you get a dollar for every bottle. No, I don't get anything. I'm just trying to get the best hardwood floor cleaner product out there.
Oh, you don't make any money?
I don't make any money.
Are you kidding?
I don't. Please. I do mortgages and radio. I don't sell hardwood floors. Hang on, Sarah.
I'm going to text David Schluter.
981-7200. If you could, that would be great. This portion of the show is sponsored by the Garage Door Group, the Credit Guru, JC Restoration, and Next Door and Window. Let's go to you, Roy. What's going on? You guys been a little busy. We got a little break in the rain. Then we got more rain. Then we got a little break. Then we got a lot more rain. What is going on in your world, Mr. Spencer?
Yeah, our world is extremely busy. A lot of people think, oh, it hasn't rained in a week. Surely they're caught up by now. But it doesn't work that way. We've been, we had like the double storm, the rain on top of the storm. So this has been historically busy for us. In 41 years, we've never had so many calls. We had over 8,000 calls in the month of May for help. And we have over 35 people, full-time inspectors, who are out helping people literally 6-7 days a week, running, kin to can't. We have over 100 installers or 100 trucks on the road trying to get to people and help them with their problems. So we're working very hard. But nevertheless, that notwithstanding, it still sometimes takes us, weeks to get to people to help them, even sometimes to look at problems. So I wanted to talk today, if it's okay, David, about what people can do while they're waiting, because it's kind of a helpless feeling. Geez, I had water from the last rain. Now you're saying you can't come out and see it for weeks. What am I supposed to do in the interim? So I thought maybe we could talk about that,
yeah,
whether waiting for an estimate or to have work done. What can they do rather than sit around and feel helpless?
Right. So go ahead.
Okay. So first and foremost, yes, it may well rain before we can get out there. So, protect your stuff. Put things up, like you do during the rain. Get some pallets. Put things up high. If you have carpet that gets wet, get it pulled up because it's going to get wet again. Carpet needs to dry out from underneath, and Peter can talk to this better than I can, but it needs to be properly dried out. I'll tell you a story, Peter. I was at a call the other day, and they had just had it remediated, the mold remediation, everything, and the people put the carpet back. I mean, the remediation people don't put the carpet back in the pad, and I get there and I pull it up, it's sopping wet again. I go, what did they accomplish? I don't get it. So until the problem's been resolved, you have to act like it's still going on, because it probably will before we can get there.
It's broke until it's fixed.
Yeah, so first of all, take protection. Second of all, when it does leak, please take pictures, take videos. That really helps us, analyze a problem when we get out there. Typically, we're not there when it's raining, so any information you can give us will be very helpful in analyzing the problem. First and foremost, I want everybody to go down today and check their sump pump. Make sure it's working.
How do they do that? How do they know if it's working?
Well, there's different types of pumps. Most pumps have a mechanical float switch that you reach down and you can literally lift the float up and activate the pump.
Okay, so for knuckleheads, like, what is a float?
It's like a ball on a either a tether or a wire that goes up and down.
So they have to lift that metal plate that's covering their sump pump, right?
Yeah,
typically
lift the lid,
okay,
and get a flashlight and look down there. You'll probably see some kind of ball that's going up and down, or could, on a post or on a tether, and you lift that up until it activates. If you don't see any of that, there could be a pressure switch or diaphragm switch or something like that. Then pour buckets of water in the pit. And when it gets to a certain level, and you'll probably see the line on the pit where it normally kicks on. So just put a garden hose or buckets of water and activate it. It's important because if your pump is not working, you need to call us right away, because if there's a pump out, we will get there right away.
So if that ball, taking your term, rises to a certain level,
right,
the pump activates.
Right.
So at what level, how far from the top should the ball be typically before the pump activates?
Well, if you look in your sump pit, there's probably a pipe coming in that would be your drain tile, and it should really activate before it gets over the top of that pipe.
Okay.
Okay. Certainly before it gets to your floor level. It probably typically, you know, 8 to 10 inches below the floor level, the pump should have activated already.
And if it's not, they have a major challenge and they need to call
us. They need to call us right away, because that's when people really flood, and you can get thousands of gallons of water and inches of water. And even if your pump worked during the last storm, doesn't mean it's working today. So I really encourage people to actively, you know, monitor their pumps and test them, especially in this stormy period. So it's really important you do that, and if there's a problem, to call us right away.
All right, we got Mike with a pump question. Welcome to Pump Talk here, Mike. Mike, you have a question for Roy.
Yeah, I had a past December, I had my main pump and my backup pump replaced, and I was wondering if the backup pump should remove the same amount of water as the main pump, because when we had all this heavy rain, I was testing my backup, so I unplugged the main pump, and the backup wouldn't shut off. I let it run for 5 minutes, so it's not keeping up like the same amount as the main pump does.
Yeah, great question, Mike, and that brings out a really good, important point, that there's a lot of backup pumps, and people think, oh, good, I got a backup pump, I'm protected. But unfortunately, there's a lot of inadequate backup pumps out there, so you're buying it with the idea you're going to have protection. But some of these pumps, even when they work, they cannot keep up. They're not powerful enough to replace what your primary pump works. So even if they do work, they may not solve your problem, and you may still flood. So there's a big discrepancy in backup pumps. So I'm sorry if you've invested in one that doesn't, but there are more powerful backup pumps, and it should approximate. Your primary pump will pump over 2,400 gallons per hour. Your backup pump should do at least 2,000 gallons per hour.
All right, and Mike, hang tight. We're going to get your name and number and send you some Mr. Floor hardwood floor cleaning products, which all of our listeners can go to MrFloor.com, enter in WGN, and get a discount on your first order. Again, Sammy is supposedly going to call in during the next hour. Our call screener, Sammy, was in a terrible car accident last Friday. He's doing well. And in honor of Sam's recovery, we played disco music last week, because who knew that a 23-year-old was into disco? And shocking this week, who knew he was into Barry Manilow and the Bee Gees? I just found out this week. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Phone lines are open. We are blowing up this show here to help you navigate through all of your challenges. 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call on the text line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
It all seems light years away, and now you know I can't smile without you. I can't smile without
Bee Gees, naturally, in case you're wondering. All you youngsters out there, Saturday Night Fever, one of the all-time classics. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. This portion of the show sponsored by Robert Andreas and Sons. Jill Van Reet, she'll be in next weekend. Stephen Leahy, attorney, bankruptcy attorney, tax appeal expert, and Dykstra Home Services, who will also be in next week. So, Mike, do you have any other questions for Roy? Mike?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, do you have any other questions for Roy?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I have one more. I had the backup and the main pump sized by his company. So do I need to contact them? And if the backup isn't keeping up with the main, do they need to come up and resize it then? It was back in December.
Yeah, so if the backup pump is not evacuating the pump to the right level, it's not as powerful as the primary pump, but, you know, again, okay. You should be able to water test it, you know, run as much water as you want in there, and it should keep the level down below that. It may not be as powerful as the primary pump, but as long as it's keeping it down below your drain tile, then it is doing its job.
And we just received a text message, Mike, from the CEO of PermaSeal. Laura Ann Spencer. I don't know where that okay. Spencer came from. Laura Ann Spencer. And there's a video. She reminded us that there's a video on YouTube, Roy, that our listeners could watch to check on how to check their sump pump. So you want to give that out? So our listeners, unlike Mike, who seems to know what he's doing, it can go and check it out. And Mike, thanks for listening. We're going to take your address and send you some hardwood floor cleaning product, buddy. 312-981-7200. You want to help Mike with that video and our listeners with that video?
Yes. Talking about the importance of testing your video. So we actually just created a series of do-it-yourself videos, because we are so busy and we're trying to help people help themselves and stuff, and how they can do inspections around their home and things. But like I say, one of the most important things is testing your sump pump. So if you go to YouTube and search PermaSeal do-it-yourself videos, you'll see how to test your sump pump as well as some other helpful videos.
Awesome. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. Marcy has a question about sealing her basement, Roy. Marcy? Great.
Well, not quite. We had one of your representatives out here yesterday, and he seemed very friendly, very professional. The only thing that disturbed me was as we signed the contract to have work done. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here, Marcy.
Yeah, okay. Signed the contract to have work done, and then as he's walking out the door, he said, we asked him for his business card. He said, yeah, I don't have one. He said, I'm out of them. So that was kind of disturbing. And, well, that happens, though, sometimes. And then he said, we'll send somebody out tomorrow to look at your pump. And, unfortunately, we had an appointment for tomorrow, and we told him we couldn't make it. He said, well, then how about Monday? And I said, I'm going to the doctor Monday. He said, well, we'll see you sometime in July. We'll give you a call, and if we can bring it in sooner, we will. And he just kept walking out the door. Is that typical?
Sounds very strange. If you would email me, rspencer@permaseal.net, please email me.
Okay, let me write it down. rspencer@permaseal.net,
and just put your name, address, phone number, and his name if you have it. And that sounds very unusual. A, he would be out of business cards, and B, that he was kind of rushing out the door. It doesn't sound like
he's
us at all.
He's been so busy giving out his business cards because of all the rain. That's what...
He had another client to go to, and he had received about 3 personal calls asking when he was coming home and so forth. And he.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Marcy. Well,
this is R. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R, at permaseal.net.
You got it. And somebody will follow up after the show. And hang on, we're going to get your name and number so Roy could take it down, and somebody could call you during the break. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. And Mike is on the roof. So last week, we had a listener
every Saturday, Mike's on a roof
of a listener's call. So Janelle and Pete, you might be calling from somebody's basement talking about mold next week, and if they call in, because that's what we do. We go, we inspect, and we help. So, Mike, are you okay? Mike, are you in Skokie?
I am.
Okay, Mike is on a roof.
Okay. With Sally.
I wish I had a video.
Mike is on the roof with Sally. You got Sally up on the roof now there with you?
Sally's on the roof.
Oh, yeah.
No, wait. Sally is a tough lady, I'm telling you right now.
All right, Sally. So, Mike, what did you find? Okay, we got a horrible connection. So, Mike, what did you find about Sally's water leaking that nobody else could figure out?
All right, so I pointed out on a ledge about 6 feet down from the top of the roof, she's got this brick ledge. There's a lot of cracks in the concrete. It's like a cement ledge. It's been coated, it's been caulked, but it's wide open, and it's wide open in all the places where she's leaking.
All right, can you fix that, or
on
is that
the outside perimeter of the building?
Is that something? Is that a Lindemann fix? I'm sorry.
That's a Lindemann fix.
That's a chimney fix, right? That they can come out.
No, it's not a chimney.
No, but it's a tuck point.
It's not a chimney. It's like a ledge that goes around the perimeter of the building.
Joe?
Yeah. So, here, could you do me a favor, Mike? Could you take a picture from that angle and then send it to me?
I'd love to.
All right,
buddy.
Well, or send it to me, and I'll get it, and I will get in touch with Lindemann and see if it's their bailiwick or if I've got my tuck punter.
And give the phone to Sally real quick.
Here you go, Sally.
Hello.
Hey, Sally. How about that service, huh?
I can't believe it. And with smiles.
All right, it's because she's wearing a mask and a smile.
A mask and a smile.
All right, well, make sure you get off the roof. It sounds windy. We gotta take the next caller. But thanks for letting.
No, it's a beautiful view from here, actually.
All right,
hey, Sally, you have
thank you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, we can't.
I've got her cell
number. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to wgndavid.com. wgndavid.com for all of our contact information. I just want to put a quick shout out there, right? We all have employees working with us, and sometimes an employee doesn't do something that that we would like them to do, and you would like them to follow company protocol, and sometimes they're doing something that you're not happy with. That's why you have access to the owners of the companies right here, and then your challenge will get solved. You know,
So even between you and I, you'll say, "Hey, Joe, nobody got back to this listener, or nobody got back to this customer." I'll do the same for you, right?
Well, it happens in every company. And
yes,
it's not a matter. And I always say it's not a matter if a company makes a mistake; it's how they react to them.
Absolutely.
Everybody's going to make mistakes and stuff. It's just how you
Janelle
react to them.
Never makes mistakes.
Well, I mean,
I don't know about that.
Well, I've got a shout out to one of our listeners right now. A gentleman is a truck driver, loyal listener. He has 850 credit scores. He wants to buy a home in Indiana. We hooked him up with a realtor in Indiana. He's going to put 20-30% down. He makes $140,000 a year. Bulletproof credit. Anytime that we pull credit on somebody, any mortgage company has to send out a disclosure to let that person know, hey, your credit was pulled. Here's your credit report scores. And here are different categories that your credit report is gauged upon. Okay? They have to put four categories for whatever reason. Amount of credit used, credit utilization, times your credit was pulled, whatever. There's like 400 different categories. This man, who I love dearly, who has no problem buying a home, gets this letter, and he thought that the categories stated that he would be able to buy a home. And I'm not going to say his name because he's listening, but I want everybody to know, when you get your credit pulled by a mortgage company, you're going to get a disclosure from the lending company that states that your credit was pulled, these are your scores, and these are the categories that are impacting your credit score. It doesn't mean that if you have 840 credit scores, which he does, and you have to work really hard to get 840. I mean, you are on God's gifts of credit borrowers there. And once you get over 740, you've reached Everett, okay?
Can you imagine how hard it was for me to get to 1500?
Right. So for your 1500 was pretty impressive. Yeah, Joe came on. He's like, "Yeah, we're talking credit reports." He's like, "Mine's 1500." I'm like, "Okay, whatever your
it still is." Just so you know,
yeah, it still is in his little fantasy world, which is fine, and we understand that. But everybody else is between 350 and 850. So he's listening. Just want to put a shout out to my friend. There's nothing to worry about. You're perfectly fine. You're 100% good. And I just wanted to read this. I am a fan of your show. Hi, David. I am a fan of your show. Listen every week. They're listening right now. And you know, Joe, the best way to get on the show is by complimenting me on the first sentence, which is very well done. Bob, okay, Bob's listening. I'm a fan of your show. I listen every week. I own a small business. Okay, this is important because it impacts a lot of our listeners. I own a small business which was forced to close by the due to the governor in March, and my wife was laid off from her job in retail. We took your advice and asked our mortgage servicer for a forbearance in March. My wife is only working a few hours a week, and my business is now back open, but only running at 25% capacity. My lender, it's really a servicer, not his lender, his servicer is offering the following options, and I would like your advice. First option, pay the past due in June, now 4 months, total $7,746. Option two, add another three months of forbearance and pay that total when it's due, which he doesn't have. Which means at the end of the other forbearance, he's going to have to come up with close to over 15 grand, which he doesn't have. Option three, take option one and two and spread the total over 12 months, which is not a bad option. But option four is better. Option four is modify the loan from 30 to 40 years and roll the payments due in the 40-year term. Okay, now the servicers are starting to come out with different options for the borrowers that went into forbearance. Okay, there are options coming out. Remember, it was such a major flush, 40 million people out of work. The servicers didn't have a plan to get out. Now they're coming in with the plan. What would you recommend? What effect will this have on my credit score? Zero impact on your credit score. It's already been noted. It's already been documented. No impact on your credit score. There's no late fees. And I said, based upon the information he's given me, I would take the forbearance up to 12 months. Until he's fully back on his feet, build in a cash reserve. It's a small business owner, guys. Small business owner, his wife works retail. We don't know if that retail store is going to stay open.
Why wouldn't you take option four?
I said to take option four.
Oh, but that's re-amortized over 40 years, right?
40 years. I said do the forbearance until the one-year period or your business is up and running, and then take option four and kick it out as far as you can. get through this. We got to get through this. And I'm so happy that the servicers learn from what they didn't learn and all the mistakes they made between 08 and 10. Because in 08 and 10, it was a complete disaster. And what they learned was, let's take the freak out of the freak out and kick it down. We're going to get our money. It might be a little longer. Let's take care of our brothers and sisters who are in trouble right now that are hurting. A small business owner, how many listeners can empathize and relate to Bob here who's listening? So, Bobby, I talked to Bob, said, I would take the forbearance as far as you can, get into as strong of a position as you can, build up as much cash as you can until we're fully through this cloud or this fog, and then go with number four and kick it out. And then when everything's rolling again and we can refinance you back into a 30, if that's what you want to do, but drop the payment down as low as you can. We're going to hit a quick break here. This is for Sammy Martino. We're going to come back with our bug lady, Janelle Iacino. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's hit the break. Ashley, okay. Cash, can you hit Ash? Ash, let's hit it. 312-981-7200. We got a question about porcelain bathtubs and a home inspector calling.
I'm a little bit tired, though, right now.
Look, guys, there's a spider on the window.
You know, these mics are on still.
It's like with mold.
Yeah, I haven't thrown it to the commercial yet. 312-981.
Hey,
look, there's somebody dancing in the condo across the way. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. That is the Mega Pros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
God, I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Call it what you want.
This is Jive talking. Can't mess up the beginning of the song. The beginning's the best. Bam, 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 bam. It's a little Bee Gees.
I guess I don't.
You
hate
never.
I don't hate.
This
it.
Is awesome. Don't look into the other the acoustics coming in now. Right, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Jive talking.
Did
so
you ever wear elephant bell pants?
I'm wearing them now. 312-981-7200. I never take them off. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to take some callers real quick.
Puffy, did you wear puffy sleeves?
Yes. And I had ruffles, and I look great.
No, you didn't.
Denise, how are you?
Hi. I love your show. It's very helpful, but it's also fun.
Well, thank you.
I like the fun part more.
Yeah, I know. It was up to Joe. We would just have fun for 2 hours. So, but thank you for calling, Denise. What, you have a question about a bathtub?
My daughter has a beautiful porcelain tub in her condo, but it has this long hairline crack. And she's tried a few people, and they've told her all kind of strange things.
Joe?
What can she do other than repairing the whole tub?
I'll tell you, call Tom Janke. He's got a lot of bathtubs, and he'll even sit in it for you. Joe, how do you...
So besides that, I would call Lou Manfredini, tell you the truth. No, just saying, Dave, they're telling me I'm not Lou Manfredini. I might as well tell you straight up I'm not. So...
Thanks. That's me. Thanks. That's going to be a great phone call I'm going to have on Monday. But,
no, I'm just saying.
Focus.
I would actually refer to one of my pros. I do have a bathtub finishing company that I think, Denise, that they can help us. They can help us send us go in the right direction.
Can you take a picture of that crack in the porcelain tub and send it to Joe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Joe, what's your cell phone number?
Denise, my cell number is 847-652-4663.
Can you repeat that, Denise? I want to make sure you have it.
847-652-4663.
Yes.
Okay, so Denise, only send Joe pictures of the crack in the porcelain tub, okay?
Okay, I will do that.
David won't know what you send me, Denise.
Trust me, you don't.
David won't know what you send me.
Limit it to the tub.
All right, here's what I'm saying, though, Denise. We do have a person who does finish bathtubs for us. I'm thinking he can send us in a direction if there is one. That's what I can help you with. Great.
Okay, it sounds really good.
And we're going to send you some Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning product, okay, Denise?
Wonderful.
All right, hang tight, my friend. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. A listener called in last weekend when we called Janelle. It was a woman. It was a woman. Had challenges with wasps under vinyl siding.
Yes.
So, and you called our listener.
Yes.
And what? Mm-hmm. Walk us through that scenario, how you helped this listener.
So this is really common this time of year. Well, actually, from now through the fall, stinging insects are out. Mosquitoes are out. Ticks are out. Everything's trying to attack us, bite us, sting us, everything else. But no, we took a look at this particular scenario, and she had yellow jackets flying. Ooh. But to the customer, the listener last show that called in with the wasps, we basically, they're flying behind the soffit. So there's this little void behind that they were going into. And she wanted it sealed. But like Joe had mentioned, we couldn't seal that until we got the bugs out. Because if you go after a wasp situation with a can of Raid, you're going to push them further into the house, or they're just going to move and you're not going to solve the problem.
Because the nest is just going to go deeper and deeper and deeper.
They're just
going to
avoid what you applied, okay, that spray, and then they're going to go deeper. So you have an even deeper issue in
but
the house.
But meaning they can even burrow into the house.
Absolutely.
Right.
They'll get in the structure of the actual house.
Right.
And then once it's that deep, then what do? You know, so there are things that our experts do when we encounter those situations, and it's a matter of knowing exactly where to apply the product and what product to use, but it gets to the root of the problem. So she's happy. She can go outside now, and she's not being attacked by the wasps. It's great.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Cicadas.
Uh-huh.
What's the purpose of a cicada?
Okay. I actually just posted a video to our Facebook page about this. Because
how long do they live?
So there's different species of cicadas. There's the periodic cicadas, which are every 17 years. It's like the plague.
Right.
But sometimes they pop out earlier, which is what's happening this year. It's about 6 years too early, but they're emerging from
the
ground. It's because of the water.
Right.
It's because of the temperatures we've been having. A little bit of a mild winter, too. That combination is just unearthing everything right now.
What's their lifespan?
They only live for a season, I'm pretty sure.
But they look like dinosaurs.
They got these little beady red eyes.
Yeah.
And you, all of a sudden you turn around and there's one just staring at you.
Why are you getting so close to them?
Because they give me the willies.
They're like aliens.
I'm sweating. I'm thinking about it.
No, stay away from
them.
Hold on. Okay. We're going to come back with more cicada talk.
All right.
Pete, we're going to kick you back 15
racket.
Minutes. They're the creepiest looking bugs around.
Do you play tennis? No.
No, please. I don't even watch tennis. 312-981-7200. Unless there's a cheeseburger. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back with more cicada talk after these messages. But I sent you away, oh man. Will you kiss me?
That was Stephen Leahy.
I know. And this is American commercial. Bandstand by... We're going hopping. Barry Manilow. In honor of our friend and speedy recovery to Sammy, who's our call screener and
Janelle
all around
likes it. Look
good
at
dude. I know, she hasn't stopped dancing since the last one, the Bee Gees song. This portion of the show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, welcome back, is sponsored by the fine people at ComEd Energy Efficiency Program, Rose Pest Solutions, Fidelity National Title, Republic Bank, and Peerless Fence, who's going to be making their first appearance, I believe, next week.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, next weekend, next Saturday. I bought a fence from them, and they do a great job. Bought a vinyl fence because I didn't want to deal with the upkeep.
I could use a great fence.
Oh, you got a guy. These guys are great. So, so I'm looking forward to having the fine folks from Peerless Fence on. So let's talk about bugs.
Yeah, we were talking about cicadas before the break.
And I want to thank 708 for sending me a picture of a gigantic cicada. I appreciate that. So, okay. So we have cicadas,
yep.
and we had some other questions from texters about, and I want to get to, it says here, ask Janelle about the little crazy little bugs, red spider bugs.
Ooh.
How do you get rid of them? And she also has a question about, another texter has a question about keeping bugs out of sandboxes, if there's something safe, because they have a granddaughter, I guess they have a sandbox. So we have crazy little red spider bugs, and questions on how to keep bugs out of a sandbox. Start with those two, and then we'll talk about what all this water's doing and everything else.
Go ahead. So the sandbox thing, the best thing to do is keep it covered, especially if it's going to rain. You don't want moisture getting in there. That's going to create a breeding haven for things like gnats and mosquitoes and all kinds of things. So get it covered. Keep it covered. make sure that nothing can crawl up underneath the sides of it too. You really, where kids are playing, you really don't want to use pesticides or chemicals. So that is really like the only surefire way to eliminate that as a breeding ground for pests. Regarding the little red spiders, I think that person was talking about clover mites. Have you ever heard of that? Clover mites, they're teeny tiny, and they look like they're full of blood because they're bright red, and they come out of plants. They're a vegetation pest, and they'll be hanging out on windowsills and stuff. And if you go to smash them, you smear them, and it looks like blood, but it's not blood. These things are just brightly colored vegetation pests, and because the ground is saturated with, you know, all kinds of rainwater, they're coming up from the ground like everything else.
So how do you treat it?
So for clover mites and things like that, for any kind of vegetation pest, that is easily treated with a perimeter treatment around the outside of the house. Most of what we do can be done from the outside. And then if there are areas on the inside where these things are hanging out around windows or doors, we spot treat those areas too.
And is there an over-the-counter product that our listeners could buy if they don't want to hire a professional pest remover? And is it as effective?
That's the thing, is like there's a lot of products out there. There's sprays, there's aerosols, but the problem with a lot of those is that they're not residual, meaning they're not going to stick around. Once you apply them, they dissipate. So it's not going to be a long-term solution. But more importantly, having that expert education behind these pests and the biological information allows us to get to the root of the problem properly.
Meaning finding where they start from is what you're
where are they originating? Why are they there? You know, that's what you pay for when you hire a professional service. You get that expertise and that insight that our people have gone through lots of schooling to learn. So that's the difference. Like, just like, you know, if you're sick, you could go to the doctor or you could try to buy something off the shelf and see if it works. You know, it's one of those scenarios.
And if our listeners have any questions, further questions about that, what phone number?
800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com. We've got a live chat. We can answer your questions right away.
Can I point out one thing?
Absolutely.
Is what I enjoy about working with your company is I buy that program. What is it called?
The Healthy Home Maintenance Program.
Healthy Home Maintenance Program. And when you talk about cost, it doesn't matter if you have to show up 20 times for the same problem. There is no additional charge, right? So you charge me quarterly, I believe.
Quarterly service, and it's guaranteed
quarterly service all year round, no matter what's in my house.
Yep.
My wife, Judy, can call you up and just say, send him back here.
Yep.
And the guy shows up and there's not a problem, there's not an additional cost. So it's relatively cheap.
What's great is that we have a large enough staff to be able to get to you right away. So even now being the busiest time of year for us, we're averaging about 900 to 1,200 calls a day. We still have the staff and the capability to get there ASAP. So.
And look, I was going to say, I just heard Barry Manilow.
You know, if you keep listening to too much
head.
Of this, you
it,
won't be able to get it out of your
head. It's typically in my head.
You won't be able to.
I'm telling you. Well, we have Thomas on the phone. How a total loss after a fire is determined. And we have another one from Tracy, because Pete's in here from JC Restoration. Timely calls. Tracy's been waiting for a long time. So thank you, Tracy. A question about the restoration process after a flood, which there's been a lot of flooding, Mr. Spencer, that you've been a little busy on.
Huh.
Yeah, a little bit.
Laura.
Yeah, a little busy. At least your company's been busy. So,
Roy's been running appointments.
No, Roy,
just so you know,
Roy's been out there. At
yes,
point
he's doing everything.
That's right. 312, as we all are. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I got a hold of Dave Schluter. He's going to be calling back at 11:30. We're going to have the listener call back in at 11:30 with her question and her challenge about the lease due to COVID-19, which is a new one on me. But we're going to take a quick break, come back with Pete Morano. How'd I do?
It's great. Perfect.
Is it right?
No. Morero, we're good.
He likes when you say great. Did great.
Yeah, I did great.
Fantastic.
We got Pete from JC Restoration after these messages. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. Go to WGN David for all of our contact information and podcasts or previous shows. And we're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
When we
The bumpers coming back and the rejoins, if you will, are in honor of our good friend Sammy Martino.
What song is this?
I've never heard of this song. I don't know. Bee Gees, of course. Yeah, I'm trying to get a message to you, of course. How don't you know this?
Could you sing it to me?
Thank you, Ashley, for saying it in my ear. 312-981-7200, 312.
That's how stuff gets done around here.
Gets done without Ashley.
That
I'm completely
explains
lost.
A lot about yeah. a lot
You think I'm this
things.
Smart? Ashley's got the Google machine out there in honor of Donna Sattler.
Explains a lot about a lot of things.
In honor of Donna Sattler, you know, the Google machine. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to go out to Tracy. You have a question. You've been waiting patiently, so thank you, Quashney. Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Tracy, for calling into the show. You have a question about the restoration process
what
after
is it,
a flood. It's to stop it. It's a restoration process after a flood, and we have an expert in studio, so perfect timing. We have Pete from JC Restoration. So let's talk about flood rebuilding here. Tracy, what's your question?
Yes, hi. Thanks for answering my call. I love your show. It's my favorite show.
I'm starting to like this show, too.
Not me, too.
The goodness.
That's great. Okay, well, thanks,
my question
thanks
is,
for listening.
You know, Chicago has had lots of flooding lately, and I'm just curious. Our kitchen just started leaking with water coming out of our ceiling, out of our microwave, and I'm curious, like, what does someone do when that happens, and how do we involve our insurance? Do people who fix the leakage work with insurance companies? I'm just curious about what that whole process looks like.
All right, so let's rephrase, because I think Tracy was so excited she blew out a lot of people's eardrums. Tracy has flooding in her kitchen.
Yes.
She comes down and sees flooding, water, where she has water. Our listeners have water in places that they don't want water.
Got it.
What is the first thing that our listeners should do after they stop freaking out? What's the first thing they should do?
Well, Tracy, first, thank you for the call. And so in these situations, it's important to jump on it right away to identify the source. So you want to call a professional such as JC Restoration. You want to get us out there. We need to identify, is it a broken pipe? Is it a roof leak? I'm not sure your specific situation, but do we need to go on the roof, assess? Maybe there was a heavy rainstorm, windstorm, blow off some shingle, and get that addressed right away. And so that's step one. Fix the source. Identify the source. Fix the source. And then we go in a detailed inspection of the known area. So we're looking ceiling, walls, floors, in cabinetry, out of cabinetry. What type of water damage you have? How elevated is it? And then we formulate a game plan for what we call mitigation.
Will you take the cabinets down in some situations?
There's actually ways to get in and around cabinetry. Okay. You can go behind it. You can go above it. You can go under the toe kick. So we're not necessarily going to take out cabinets. You can go above it on the soffit. There's many ways to pull moisture once you go in with your dehumidifiers and your air movers, antimicrobial, and get things dried out. Usually takes about 3 to 5 days.
So the first call would be to you. Second call would be to the insurance agent.
That's correct. You want to call your insurance agent or broker and not necessarily file a claim. You want to ask the questions. You know, this is what I have. What type of coverage do I have? Your agent, your broker, usually a good friend. You know them. They're your allies. So talk to them about it. Let them know you've got JC Restoration en route, or they may recommend us. You know, if you're in Chicagoland, we're well known. We work well with all insurance companies, all agents. We've built up a good name over 37 years.
I had two floods. Well, actually, I had three. One about 15, 20 years ago. One in my rental that you came out and fixed, Joe. Mm-hmm. And where was the other one? Oh, I had one. I had the mushroom thing going on in my sump pump that Roy Spencer fixed. I told the story. It's the first time I'll tell the story here. I was downtown for a Hawks game a couple of years ago. Wife calls. The alarm's going off. Opens the door where the sump pump is, and there's black mold everywhere. I'm like, oh, great. So I'm thinking, all right, what am I going to do? I said, send me pictures. I sent the pictures to Roy, Jimmy Towns, Allstate. And to Corey at JC Restoration, I'm like, boys, I got a problem. I go, I don't know what's going on here. I need some help. And what happened, Roy, you came out. There was a gasket that popped a pin-size hole, and there was water going through the pipe getting out and was leaking through the gasket. And I had mold, black mold, all over the place. So I called you. I have three kids, wife, two dogs. We quarantined off. You guys came out. You know, did the hazmat thing going on. Came in with their suits on, completely stripped to clean. Roy came in, fixed it. You brought in the dehumidifier. I've got a basement defender now. And I've got, I just had my home inspected. And the guy looked at this thing and goes, that's a pretty damn good system. I go, damn straight. I got PermaSeal. And by the way, I've got a transferable warranty because they did my drain tile. And also my window well drains that go into my drain tile. So there. I sit in my basement saying, bring it on, you know, Mother Nature. You ain't getting in here. So, okay, Tracy, did that answer your question?
No. Yes, thank you so much. That was very, very helpful.
All right, you have hardwood floors in your house?
Ceramic tile.
All right, we're going to send you Mr. Floor Ceramic Tile. You didn't think I had a cleaner for that, did you? Hang tight. 312-981-7200.
I didn't even think you had a cleaner
for that.
I am
so multifaceted. 312-981. I give Mr. Floor cleaning products everywhere. Thomas, how are you? Thomas.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, am I on the air?
You're on the air, Thomas. Welcome yes, to Home Sweet Home Chicago. Yeah.
How about that? No, I'm sorry about that. I've been waiting and listening to your guys' great show, and I don't know if you can hear the baby in the background. So I've been hoping that I'm on mute.
I thought you were at the zoo.
Nice. Nice.
But have I been on mute this whole time, I hope?
Yeah, you've been on hold. Yeah, yeah, we haven't been listening to your child screaming and crying. So
awesome.
You're good.
Well, you can now. But anyways, yeah. I wanted to talk to the restoration guy. I actually had a fire question. I don't know. They were just talking about floods. I don't know if you guys do fire as well as floods.
Absolutely, Thomas. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Well, because it was a friend of mine, I think, mentioned he had a really good experience with you guys, and so that's why I thought of you, and I saw you were on the show today. I just thought it was a great opportunity because I actually just had an incident. We just had a fire the other day, and we just don't know where to begin. So I was wondering about what your guys' process is, how you could help us out, and kind of work with insurance, like I guess you did with flood, and just
Absolutely.
What the process is of identify total loss, what's a thrower out, and just what do we do?
Are you the go-between with the insurance agent as well?
Yeah. The way I frame it is we work for you with the insurance folks. So the way to go about this, Thomas, is you want to go ahead and, if you're not living in the home, initiate a claim, talk to your broker, talk to your agent, and then have us out for an assessment. You know, we'll go out there, we'll look at everything, we'll kind of formulate a game plan. For total loss, you're looking at your contents, right? I hear a little baby in the background. So a lot of times when you have smoke and soot, baby's items, that's a deemed total loss thing. You have a lot of folks don't understand mattresses, a lot of sofas. It's very difficult to clean
clothes.
Clothes. Yeah, a lot of these things need to either be itemized, replaced. Believe it or not, JC Restoration, we can pack out an entire home or business and facilitate the cleaning of these items in restoration at our shop. And then bring them back when it's ready. Like a moving company, we itemize everything, we pack it out, clean it, store it, and then bring it back when it's ready.
I call it the de-stinking room because you have it's an amazing room.
No, but the whole process is amazing. Everything is photographed, mm-hmm. cataloged, and then you have your storage lockers, yeah. You have your cleaning facility, all in one place.
And it gets the smoke out of the material and the smell of the fire. Because there's that unique, if you've ever been involved in a fire, there's a unique stench that comes with a unique smell, I should say. And the firefighters out there that listen know exactly 100%. What I'm talking about. It's tough to get out, which I'm sure you're living with right now. These guys could get it out because I've seen it. I've seen their facility. We've been in the building, and we've actually seen the before and the after of the products that they are in the process of cleaning.
Thomas, if you're
right,
in...
Well, we actually know. We're not there anymore, of course. I mean, we had to get out, and it was just yesterday, but we had to get out. But, I mean, I went back, and it was like, yeah, the stink you're talking about, it just has me wondering about, man, how are we ever going to get the home, like, back to normal?
Because I'll tell you what, Thomas, if you're in Chicago... Sorry, if you're in Chicago, we'd love to come out to help you.
They come in, and I guess the products they use to put the fire out is, like, everything's dusty, and it's just, like, even, at the top of the house, which wasn't really affected by fire, other than it now, it now smells like that stuff. It's like the walls are, there's like a thin, layer of gunk and stuff kind of everywhere. So it's just overwhelming.
Well, we'd love to help you come out and take a look. I'll give you our 800 number.
Well, let me ask that question. You could go into the existing house and treat those walls and get that material off and make it not smell anymore, correct?
Absolutely. A process called clean, seal, and paint, that you hear that a lot. If there's any damaged wood or any damaged drywall, we might have to get into it, do some demo. But it is a lot of cleaning. And we are available 24/7. Thomas, if you want to take our 800 number or leave your number with the studio here. But 800-956-8844, we're available 24/7. I could personally come out and help you guys look through things.
All right, Thomas?
Great. Yeah, no, I wrote that down. I'll call as soon as I get off the line here. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy.
Absolutely.
And have fun with your little one in the back. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to take a quick break. We've got On Deck coming up with Rich Dykstra, Tom Janke, Jill Van Reed. We're going to be in next weekend. We're going to do a quick talk with them about the topics that they want to talk about next week based upon emails that they've received from listeners of this show.
No way.
Yes.
What's Janke calling in for? I don't. Why,
he's going to be on next week.
Why? No.
He had to get out of the bathtub.
Why is he calling in here now?
He's fitting bathtubs.
I don't understand why he's calling in.
Because he's on deck. You ever see those spots with Tom?
I don't.
You ever
I have
see
no
Tom
reason.
Inside the bathrooms? And inside the bathtubs?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what he was sizing the
so
bathtubs.
So now he's on his deck?
No. He's back in the bathtubs calling from one of the bathtubs from his showroom. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, Chicago's top-rated real estate show. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Oh,
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I'd like to welcome back Sammy Martino. How are you, Sammy? Are you enjoying the musical tribute the past 2 weeks?
Oh, David, you were in trouble when I come back. This music tribute, oh, wow. I love it.
All right, so you feeling better?
I'm feeling great. I'm very blessed to be alive, and I'm very humbled to be on your show right now and excited.
All right. Well, Sammy, last Friday at 1 o'clock, I get a call from the program director here, operations manager Mary, telling me if I heard about, you know, about Sammy. I said, no, I call her dad. We think he's paralyzed. Operation's going to happen at 5. I call the dad at 7. It's a miracle. There's no operation. They misread the CAT scan. They did another CAT scan. Sammy's fine. He's banged up. He was in a rollover car accident. And I figured since he was okay, we play disco music in your honor, Sammy, because everybody knows you love disco music. And
Sammy, I did not know that about you.
Yeah. Sammy, you see all the things we're learning, Sam. So
I got to keep an occupied, but now you can't give out all my secrets, okay?
Right.
You don't need to know too much about me, and I get a little scared.
That's right. Well, Ashley, our producer, said, you know, you're kind of banged up, and you got a scar in your face and in your arms. And I'm like, he was never really that attractive, you know, to begin with. So it's not like it's going to impact his ability to be able to sustain himself.
He works on the radio.
Right, he works on the radio. He's fine. So we just wanted to give you a shout-out, let you know that we're thinking about you and that we love you and that we want you to get back in here as quick as you can. Okay, buddy?
David, when I walk in that room, it's more beautiful than this. It's going to come out. I'm going to stick out more, and I'm looking forward to you. I know you miss my beautiful face, because I miss your beautiful face.
Okay, now we got to let Sammy go because his medication's wearing off. All right, Sammy.
Starts kicking in.
You have a great, speedy recovery, brother. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We started here a On Deck segment where we talk with our upcoming guests for next weekend about emails that they received from our listeners over the past couple weeks since they've been on. And the first one up is Jill Van Reet, Realtor Baird and Warner, who will be in here next weekend. And Jill, you received an email from one of our listeners regarding what?
Hi, David. I got an email. This was actually several months ago, but it was Tom from McHenry, Johnsburg area. Tom and his wife, Carrie, they needed to sell their home this year because they were moving on to a 55 and over, kind of pseudo-retiring, and they live in their home for over 30 years, hadn't really filed the market, how much it was worth, weren't sure exactly what to do to prepare their home for sale. So they heard me on your show and thought it would be a smart idea to have me come in and do a real estate consultation for them, which I did back in February the first time around. And they had some ideas of what to do and not entirely sure, but that's why they had me in. And so I met with them back in February. They knew that their new home, which was a new construction, would be ready sometime this summer, but weren't really sure when. So we kind of stayed in touch, and then the pandemic hit, so they weren't sure, none of us were sure initially what would happen next, but the market's rebounded and their home is under construction. So we met again a couple weeks ago, and I reviewed what they'd done, the advice I'd given them. They luckily took all of it and then some, so their house was in great shape. And we just put it on the market this past Tuesday.
Oh, great.
So,
well, good luck.
Yes, that's so I can tell you kind of how that panned out.
Yeah.
Next week.
Yeah, we're gonna hopefully have that home sold within a week. If our listeners want to check out the home, where do they go?
Well, yeah, the house was it's on my website, and they can also contact me directly. My number is 224-772-4086. And, you know, some of the things we talked about during the consultation was a pre-inspection, flooring options, and home warranty. So I can kind of go over more of that next week and tell you some of the things that worked for them.
You got
because,
it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to having you on. If you want to reach Jill, 224-772-4086. And we're going to see you next weekend. We got to get over to Tom Janky. Janky, how are you?
I'm here today. I'm great.
He sounds like he's
why
in a bathtub.
Why are you even here, Tom?
Yeah, we are. Tom, what is the meaning of being here?
You know what? It's kind of like the meaning of life. It's a big question mark.
Okay. I knew he'd be drunk.
Okay, he's not drunk. He's, he's just happy. So what?
That's it.
You've been receiving a ton of calls and a ton of emails, and a lot of our listeners stopping into your shop 5 miles east of the Oakbrook Shopping Center to visit your facility and the Edge display showroom. What do you want to talk about? What was one of the callers or emails that you received from our listeners that you could talk about quickly before we get over to Rich Dykstra?
Actually, you know what? I thought it was going to be granite, but we have been getting more and more and more emails about our in-stock Prior Creek white shaker cabinets. You know, the like my commercial says, you know, the America's lost 40% of their cabinet business to the imports, and we have found a white shaker cabinet that we're bringing in stock. It actually came in yesterday. The shelves are stocked full, but it's made right here in the USA. So we are bringing it back home, and we are excited. It's incredible pricing. So people have been listening, and we already had somebody that heard one of our commercials on the show earlier that sent us over just making sure that it was indeed in stock now and they can come and get it. So
all right, great.
We're really excited about it.
Where's your shop located if our listeners want to reach out?
We are 5 miles due east of the Oakbrook Shopping Mall, shopping center. So we're right on Cermak Road, Cermak and 25th. So it's not like we're in the city. We're just 5 miles from Oakbrook, so we're very convenient to get to.
You going
to
be here next weekend, buddy?
I am, but I got just real quickly, I got to do two shout-outs. We had that really bad rainstorm. I called Corey over at JC Restoration. They came over to my son's house over in Brookfield, took care of the flooded basement. Outstanding job. They were professional. They were great. My son called me the other day and said, you know, I got some bugs. And I said, call Rose Pest Solutions. And I think the guy's name was Scott, came out.
Nice.
Absolute professional.
All right, Tommy. Well, we'll see you next Saturday, buddy.
Shout out to both of them.
All right. Thanks, Tom. All right. Thank you.
Take care, bud. 312-981-7221.
It's great to hang out with the best people, isn't it?
Well, you know what it is?
What?
It's the reliability factor and the knowledge that
God,
you know
yes.
when you have a challenge.
Absolutely.
We have professionals, locally owned professionals in this market that could help our listeners overcome whatever housing challenge that they have, and we will even come to their houses, as we've proven on this show. Mike is looking for a roof to go up to, you know, next show. He's already been on two shows 2 weeks ago.
And, sure, we'll get him
and this week, he just he likes climbing up on people's roofs.
I'd love to do a live call from someone's basement.
Okay, let's get a flood going or a
while
fire
it's
going.
Flooding, though.
No, yeah,
right.
no.
It's flooding. That's fine.
I'm joking about the fire. Don't start a fire so you could have Pete come and call us from his basement. 312-981.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. You don't want to meet him that bad. 312-981-7200. But you do want to meet Rich Dykstra. How are you, Mr. Dykstra?
Doing just fine.
The heat's been back, and you guys have been flipping busier than heck about air conditioning units and filters and different types of in-home services that you provide. So what have you been getting the most of from our listeners, and what are you going to be talking about next weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what. We got an email from a listener in Crestwood, Frank, and he said all his stuff was running, his furnace was running, his air was running, but his house was getting warm. Mm. He went outside, looked at his unit, and there was a block of ice on the line set.
Wow.
So there was no air going through. So I just told him to shut it down, wait about 5 hours, and give us a call. We'll come out and check it out. He has a problem.
So is that a leak?
One thing we'll be talking about.
Is that something like a leak that that you're going to diving deep into?
Yeah, three things. It could be a leak. It could be a dirty coil, dirty filter, my filter, or it could be a bad blower motor in the furnace.
And you do all that checking when you get to their houses?
You bet.
All right,
you bet.
I hate when you have ice on your unit. 312-981-7200.
Or a bad blower motor.
Or a bad blower. Ice on your unit or a bad blower. Those are two things you
do
not want.
You don't want.
You do not want.
Good question.
Ever.
Good
yes.
question.
Yes, Rich.
Why is the heating guy always last?
Oh, okay. You see, now he's got a complex.
Now we got a complex.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, why are you never not happy?
I don't understand. Oh, so the last caller or something?
Always, you know, we give him a little extra taste, and he's complaining. He can't make this guy happy.
I just have to say.
I know you do. If you were first, you'd be like, why is the heating guy always first? I
mean, yeah, there you go.
Forget about it. I mean, nothing makes this man happy. I try every weekend. I
he's a little hot under the collar.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe he's got a frozen unit or something.
Or your blower's not working. All right, Mr. Dykstra, we're going to take a quick break here. Thanks for calling in, buddy. 312-981-7200. This portion was sponsored by Amy Kite, the Amy Kite team with Infinity. Wait a minute. The Kite team with Keller Williams Infinity, Mr. Floor, PermaSeal Basement Solutions, and the attorney's law offices where Ray Kaplan works for student loans. We're going to take a quick break, pay some bills. 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills right now. MegaPro's call and text line, 312-981-7200. Roy, we got a sump pump question here from 630. To Roy, David to Roy, that's what the set text say. Which sump pump is better, the float or the sensor? Or is that the only option? Float, question mark. Thanks, longtime listener, Vince. So we're going to answer Vince's question coming after this break.
Great teaser.
Oh, my God. That's right. Nobody teases better than David Hochberg. And
I don't know.
Chicago.
Look at Janelle right now.
312-981-70. she's dancing in her seat. 312-981. I think that's dancing, or she's having a
ants
seizure.
In the pants.
312-98. Oh, there we go. Another bad joke. 312-981-7200.
Full of them.
You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN.
I drive them.
312-981-7200. I mispronounced Pete's name. It's now known as Murano at JC Restoration. He's getting text messages from Warner, the owner, and Candace in charge of marketing. So your name, your W-2 will be changed. Everything will be changed. So you can thank me later. 312-981-7200. Lindholm Roofings. This portion sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. That's the company that Mike Houston likes to walk on people's roofs. If you have a roofing challenge, let us know. 312-981-7200. The law offices of Dave Schluter, Builder Supply Outlet. Executive Green Carpet Cleaning. Donna Sattler. Remax at Home. Lindemann Chimney. Michael Bodart over there. Jimmy Towns Allstate. And MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Home Improvements. We've got to go. Can you bring up 3 and 5 real quick? But Roy, answer the question from our texter, if you would, please. David to Roy, which sump pump is better, the float or the sensor? Or is that the only option? Float, question mark. Thanks, longtime listener, Vince in St. Charles.
The type of float you want is on a fixed pedestal. It goes up and down. You don't want a tether float. And you also don't want a diaphragm switch. They tend to dry out and don't last as long. So you want one that goes up and down on a fixed pedestal.
All right, I'm gonna get to Dave because I don't want Joe going off on that one.
Don't you think it in.
No,
I saw
no,
your
yeah,
face.
Up and down in the diaphragm. I don't want anyone. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to get right to the call so we don't get in trouble. Sarah called in earlier. I got Dave Schluter on the phone. Sarah, meet Dave. Dave, meet Sarah. Sarah, please ask Dave your question from earlier in the show.
Dave, hi. My year's rental lease is expiring June 30th this month. So I called I didn't get a renewal. I called the management company, and the woman at the management company said, just sit tight, that because of COVID-19, they're not allowed
to send out new leases until the end of July. And I have a 10-unit apartment building. I don't know about all the tenants, but I did ask another one, my next-door neighbor. He said he got the same information that I had received. But I had never heard anything about it, and I'm very worried because I'm a senior and I'm disabled, and I just have... I'm a Southside City girl. I have everything nightmares going through my head right now.
All right, Dave.
So,
the most important thing, the law is secondary at this point. What do you want to do? Do you want to renew?
Yes, I would like to renew, but as long as the increase is a normal increase and not, you know, some $500 increase. So,
right, well, I would fire off, even though the landlord said they don't want to talk to you, I would fire off that you definitely, and you were year by year, is that what the precedent has been?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I would fire off immediately. Thank you for your note. I am just communicating to you that my desire, and it's important because I am disabled, is to get a one-year renewal release, regardless of the timing. And let me tell you why they're doing this cat and mouse. They have been unable to go after prior people in your building who haven't been paying up until June 27th. The governor said no actions against any tenant. So there could be people in your building who have not paid since maybe like February, and they haven't been able to do anything about it. So they're probably very nervous about what their rent roll is going to look like after June 27th. So that's part of that. If they have a federally insured mortgage on the building of any kind, the CARES Act said they can't do anything until July 27th. So they may even have one of those problems. So I think what you're finding is and I'm a landlord myself, I think they're just nervous about what really is going to be, what their cash flow is going to be looking like. So protect yourself and express your desire in writing, whether you put a stamp on it or email. Dear landlord, thanks for your note, but I want to express my firm desire that it will be very difficult for me to move, and I want a one-year renewal, hopefully on the same terms or some other reasonable terms. And get that in their file, so if push comes to shove and they start acting up, I've got a buddy who only does landlord-tenant, and we can take care of you.
All right, Sarah?
Thank you very much. All of you, thank you very, very much.
All right. All right. Somebody's in a windstorm. 3-1. All right, Sarah. Dave was out walking. He does 7 miles a day.
That was Dave?
Yeah, that was Dave, because I'm talking to Sarah. Dave's on hold. So, Sarah, we're going to get your name and number and get it over to Dave, okay, hon?
Thank you very, very much.
All right. Listen, we're going to help you, okay?
Thank you very much. This has been a big help. And I'm alone, so you guys are my sounding board.
Okay, listen, we're here for you, Sarah. We'll help you, okay?
All right.
You could do better than us, but we'll do for
you. Yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. We'll fill in. Yeah. Don't worry. We will be here for you. So hang tight. 312-981-7200. Can you pick up Sarah? All right. So I've got.
In fairness to Dave, he's probably confused. He probably thought he had to be on the roof to call in.
Yes, he went on the
roof. I had no idea. It's like everybody broadcasting from the roof now. Right. Like, why was Dave so windy?
All right. Focus. Let's go. We have 3 minutes left. 815. Do you ever use natural products or is pesticide? All rose pests, it's not got pests, it's rose pests promotes. Pesticides also kill birds, hummingbirds, butterflies, ladybugs, bees, good creatures. Just wish you would promote more natural products and manual control of pests. Janelle?
I'm so happy that this listener texted this in, because this is such a huge topic, and it's one of the biggest misconceptions about pest control and why people don't call a professional for pest control is they think, okay, I don't want all these pesticides around my house. Here's the thing. Rose has been in business for 160 years. Our primary purpose is to protect health. And all of the products that we use are regulated by the EPA, and our professionals go through extensive training and education in order to know how to use those products safely around sensitive environments where there might be kids, pets. We see it all. But I want to emphasize the fact that we're not just a company that's going to come out and spray everything. The pesticide part of the whole management, that's like the last step in the game. When we come out, we first properly identify biologically what species of insects we're dealing with. We figure out why they're there. How did they get there? And our goal is to create that balance between your personal threshold and nature. And sometimes pests find their way into the structure of our home, and that's what we're here for. We are meant to provide protection for the structure of the home without killing off every species of everything. It's all about balance.
Just the critters.
That was amazing.
That
though.
Was good.
Honest again. So 160 years ago, they would kill a bug with a rock.
Right? And okay. That was very organic.
Yeah.
So that's organic, right?
All right. I got a minute left, and we got to get out of here. Roy, say goodbye.
Goodbye. 800-421-7325.
Janelle Iacchino.
RosePestControl.com or 1-800-GOT-PESTS.
Pete Morano. That's your new name. If people want to reach you at JC Restoration, how do they reach you?
JCR24.com, 800-956-8888.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvement.
847-658-8989.
Thanks, David.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Great show as always. One more shout out to Sammy, Speedy Recovery. Mortgage rates are at record lows. Call a lender of your choice if you want to call us. Great. 855-56-DAVID. If you're working with somebody that you enjoy and got a banking relationship, call them to see if you could lower your rates immediately. Do not wait. And the Fed said that they're going to keep rates low through 2022. So we got a good prolonged run here of low rates. 312, don't call the show. Go to 855-56-DAVID or go to WGNDAVID.com for all of our contact information. Thanks for listening. We got Scott Catoon coming up after the news. So low a day.